Good morning. It is 9 o'clock, September 1st, 2026. Welcome to City Council regular session. We do have a quorum. Please stand for invocation by one of my favorite pastors, Tommy Hayes, and followed by the pledges.
Thank you, Mayor, members of council. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we draw near to you today in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your Holy Spirit here moving in this place. We pray for your wisdom. We pray for your guidance, Lord. As your word says in Micah 6:8, what does the Lord require but to do justice, to love mercy, to walk humbly with your God? So, Lord, may our leaders walk humbly with you today. May they do justice as they love mercy. And we thank you for them, their service and their leadership in our community. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
We will start with council comments.
Good morning. Thank you for being here. On the 20th, Councilman Watson and I attended the first Unified Development Code committee meeting. On the 25th, I attended the CVB regular board meeting, and we are 32 days away from Oktoberfest.
You're on.
Okay, good. Thank you. Good morning, everyone. As Todd said, on the 20th, we attended the first UDC meeting. On the 21st, I attended the Hill Country Mayors Alliance. Mayor Briley was not able to attend, so I took his place. It's a group of mayors in the Hill Country that are organizing to create a voice for the towns in the Hill Country. We met in Bull Verde, and we had a couple guest speakers. Rick Ramirez, who's the director of state and federal relations with the Texas Municipal League, and the office of the state senator Donna Campbell was there to talk about property tax, water rates, and a few other things. Had a very good discussion about the needs and some of the problems we have in as far as cities in the Hill Country, and a lot of talk about what the legislature is planning for this year. And so there's a lot of questions about that. Then on the 25th,
hey, Bobby, can you just say who were the cities that are represented?
Let me see if I have them.
But I just want people to know.
Yeah, it's there was Wimberley, Bull Verde, Marble Falls.
Blanco.
Yes, Blanco was there. Johnson City. There was about four others. I can't remember the names, but it's a pretty good group, and they're in the process of trying to define what's the Hill Country and what their role is going to be, and then have an organization based on that. So it's a good group. This is my second time to attend, and it's been worth the time and effort. So then on the 25th, I attended the 100 Men Who Give a Damn event. It's a group of men that get together about once a quarter, not quite once a month, but we ended up raising $8,500 to what they do. The organization, they have three charities at the event, and each charity has 5 minutes to discuss what they do. Then everybody votes, and the winner gets all. So if you want to give more to the other charities that didn't win, you can do that. But overall, we raised $8,500 that one night. So good event, and I'll announce the next time the event is taking place, and love to have everybody join. And then on the yesterday, there was an email from Ashley Morris, and stating basically, as of today, TAHC has lifted our screwworm infest zone and animal movement can return to normal. The quote was, "We are pleased with the incredible work and cooperation that has led us to the release of these first zones." Dr. Bud Dings, with the THC Executive Director and Texas State Veterinarian. "It has taken everyone's diligence and focused efforts to get us to this point in the response. While we are certainly celebrating this milestone, we can't take our eye off the ball and must remain vigilant in monitoring animals and reporting any suspicions in these newly released areas and beyond." So thank you all for everybody's hard work on that. That's all I got.
Thank you.
I attended the commissioner's court meeting, and just a couple of items to go over. They're doing some more work out at the airport, which continues to be. They're actually looking at building another hangar out there. So it continues to grow. They've doing some improvements to the tarmac. Another item that went on is they talk about Marshall Springs storage, and that the county does have a suit against that, and that it's just kind of like typical, legal work. It takes a while. And there was an agreement ratified between the interlocal agreement between the county and the city for disposition of the derbits from the floods that took place recently back in July. And one other item was brought up. They considered, and I left before, that when they were going to approve their tax road. And and they did pay another. It was professional accounting services for the county treasurer's office. My understanding is that they finished up 24. And that they're working in the 25 as far as being approved and completed. That's it.
All right, thank you. Also, I wanted to acknowledge our city's electric department for earning state recognition recently by the Texas Public Power Association. A job well done. It's not the first time they've won the award, but I just want to extend my appreciation for all the hard work you and your teams do. Thank you very much. Following consent agenda items, 5A, consider approval of city council meetings for August 18th, 2026 regular session. And also item 5B, consider approval of street closure for the 64th annual St. Mary's Catholic School Turkey Dinner. Jennifer Krupa is available. If anyone has any questions, I'm willing to entertain a motion.
Motion to approve consent agenda.
Approve and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Consent agenda A, 5A, and 5B are approved. Thank you. Moving to item 6A, consider adopting ordinance 2026-08, approving a negotiated settlement agreement between Atmos City Steering Committee and Atmos Energy Corporation. And Chris, I think you have some comments here.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mayor and Council. The city is a member of the Atmos Steering Committee that the mayor just mentioned. The Steering Committee basically represents a number of cities, 181 total. They review Atmos rate increases, anything that's proposed as far as the rate increase goes. They have professionals that review this. They provide legal guidance. They wrote the ordinance that's before you this morning for consideration. The steering committee has recently reviewed a proposed rate increase by Atmos, hence the ordinance and your consideration today. After review of that steering committee, they are recommending a settlement agreement, which is documented in some attachments to this council agenda memo. I'll be happy to answer any questions that you might have. The new rates would take place October 1st, basically 30 days from today. City recommends approval on this and be happy to answer any questions.
They were asking how much and we settled for something in between. Is that right?
Yeah, I think the settlement, let's see here, it's a little reduced by $30 million. So the initial rate, holistic project, I would say, was much larger. They negotiated it down $30 million. So it's all, I mean, we see some of the work here in our community, but it's capital infrastructure investment. So replacing aging infrastructure across the state.
They're temporary warehouses at the corner of East Austin and North Washington, if you want to see it. They're not on their own lot. They're on our right-of-way. Their rate increases are $13.37 a month for residential and $44.82 a month for commercial. That's pretty significant.
What can we do about it?
I guess buy their stock.
I did call and talk to the attorney who handled the negotiation for the cities, and he felt this was the best that we could get for the cities, and they worked very hard to negotiate this amount. So,
Chris, you mentioned $30 million. Is that across all of their customer base? Is it? It is across all.
That's right. Not just in our community, okay. Amongst all of Atmos customers.
So to Gary's point, is there anything else?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that the city, I mean, we're certainly a member of the steering committee and we can voice those concerns, but this negotiation has already taken place. So at this point, I mean, future negotiations, you know, we might be able to have more of a voice in, but I don't know that there's much, and Barbara, please correct me if I'm wrong here, but I don't think there's a whole lot else we can do in regards to this negotiation currently.
That's correct. I mean, they concluded the negotiations,
okay. So. Okay. Any further comments or questions? Entertain a motion.
The ordinance number in the agenda is stated wrong. The true number is 2026-31. So I make a motion to approve ordinance 2026-31 as presented.
Motion.
Second.
And second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? 6A carries. Thank you for that conversation. Moving to item 7A, City Manager Clinton Bailey will take the floor for that.
Okay, Mayor, Council, we have one more meeting coming up in September 15th, regular meeting, where we have both the adoption of the FY27 tax rate and budget. We have a charity care policy for ambulance services that Lynn will be covering, and we also have a proclamation for Weather Preparedness Month. Anything else on the 15th that you'd like to add or discuss? Upcoming meetings and events, September 8th, we have a special meeting, 9 a.m., this room, public hearing on the proposed tax rate and budget. September 9th, a couple of different events. We have coffee with the city manager in the community room. 8 a.m., we have Chamber State of the City Leaders Breakfast, where I'm the keynote speaker that morning. September 10th, America 250th Community Mural Unveiling at 5:30 p.m. in the community room. I think Sean is handling that and others. September 22nd, we have Citizen University class, 6 p.m. We have the EDC Chamber and CVB, and then September 29th, a joint council and P&Z meeting, this room, 5:30 p.m.
Questions, comments? Okay. With that, we will recess into executive sessions to discuss items 8A, attorney briefing and legal issues relating to hospital authority, and 8B, economic development negotiations regarding 405 Gaiman Lane. And we'll be back in a little bit. On which item?
On this item.
Okay, I didn't get that, George. Open up to public comment. Mr. George Studer.
All right, George Studer. I'm on Avenue D here in Fredericksburg, and I've been watching the issues associated with the hospital, as you know, for some time, and the sale of the hospital. It's important for the city and the public to understand what the hospital authority that was established in August of 2012 is doing, and what it has done, and how it's being run according to standards of the state, Open Meetings Act, et cetera. There have been issues with how many board members were present at the when the hospital was actually sold from the hospital authority to Methodist in December of 2022. So this is in order for the hospital to be sold, the hospital authority had to sell it to Methodist first. That was done in December, while the announcement for the sale was in November. Okay. There were only 6 of the 7 board members present required at that time. Since then, there have been some lapses, I think, in what the city has done to oversee the hospital authority, make sure that they're complying with the TOMA and everything else. And so I think it's important that this session that you go into in executive session explore how much the public should know about the hospital authority and the city's responsibility, what they plan to do in the future, just getting into that issue of the hospital authority, letting the public know we trust the city council to have that hospital authority and know about it. Looking at this thing for the last couple of years, we didn't even think the hospital authority was meeting. And then we found out last December they met, and the next meeting is going to be in this coming December, but I'm not sure it's even open. Anyway, you can look into all those issues, and that's what I encourage you to do and let the public know. Thank you.
Thank you, George. Any other comments on that subject? With that, I'll close the public hearing and recess into executive session. Thank you. Thank you. No actions were taken on executive session items 8A or B. Any further comments? I'm sorry? Reconvening the meeting at 10:33. Executive sessions item 8A and B. No action was taken. Any further comments or discussions? With that, the meeting is adjourned at 10:33. Thank you.